words to speak to us through them, I ask in Jesus' name. Please be seated. There's a young woman who bought a computer for her mother. It was the first computer her mother ever owned, and she helped her mom set up her email account and began to tell her mom how it was much faster and much less expensive way of communicating than by regular snail mail. And so her mother, however, continued just to send her a letter every week. She didn't use the email. And so this continued on until finally got to the daughter's birthday. And the daughter realized that her mom had entered into the new technology when she received an email from her mom, which had a picture of a $100 bill on it with a note below it and said, "Honey, you're right. It really is cheaper to send it by email than it is by snail mail." Well, there are people out there that really are kind of take advantage of us sometimes. There are people that defraud others, cheat others, people that steal from others and mistreat them generally. And that was the case of Zacchaeus today in our gospel lesson. So if you wouldn't mind getting out your Bibles again and turning to the Gospel of Luke chapter 19. It's on page 1632 in the Pew Bibles. And in this story, we see that Jesus is going to toward Jericho, and as he's passing through, it says that there was a man by the name of Zacchaeus there, and he was the chief tax collector of the area and was very wealthy. Now, tax collectors in those days were someone who were looked down upon by the people because they were generally dishonest, and they would defraud people, they would steal their money, they would misappropriate funds, and would generally steal from the people. And so they had a very low opinion among the people around them, kind of like politicians today do. And so they were someone who people generally thought of as sinners, the Jews did anyway. And so as Zacchaeus, as Jesus entered the town, he saw a man named Zacchaeus, and in verse 3 it says he wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree in order to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. Now, we don't know whether Zacchaeus knew who Jesus was. Perhaps he had heard about Jesus. Perhaps he had heard of what Jesus had done for other people. Perhaps he just was curious because of the crowd. But he certainly began to realize maybe his condition, realized that his need to change in his life. And perhaps he thought that Jesus might be the one who could help him to change. And so he was up in that sycamore tree, and verse 5 tells us, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Now, Jesus, you might think, was a little forward in inviting himself to stay at Zacchaeus' house, but in those days, it was considered quite an honor for someone of such renown, someone of such reputation, to ask to come and stay at your house. And so Zacchaeus, who probably didn't have a whole lot of people talking to him anyway, was thrilled that someone as popular as Jesus would even speak to him. And so sure, if he wanted to invite himself to his house, he would be glad to have Jesus over. But Jesus knew what he was going to do for Zacchaeus. So in verse 6 it says, he came down at once to what and welcomed him gladly. Jesus touched the giving spirit of Zacchaeus, and he opened his house to Jesus, probably served him dinner. And then in verse 7, it says, all the people saw this and began to mutter. All the Jews saw what was happening and began to mutter, "He has gone to be with the guest of a sinner." There are always people who are out there ready to condemn someone, ready to judge someone, ready to speak ill of someone, without knowing the whole story, without knowing the whole situation. Certainly that was the case in this particular instance. Some of you may have heard of the story, heard of Ellen DeGeneres. And Ellen DeGeneres said recently that she had spent some time with George W. Bush. Ellen DeGeneres is a Democrat. She's a lesbian talk show host. And, of course, George W. Bush is a Republican. And immediately, many of her liberal friends began to excoriate her for even dating, spending time with George W. Bush. They didn't know the whole story. Zacchaeus didn't care what they thought, and so he wanted to be with Jesus. There was something about Jesus that caused Zacchaeus to realize his utter sinfulness, to realize his condition before the Lord. And Jesus tends to do that. He doesn't do that in a condemning way, but when we look at his righteousness, when we look at how perfect he is, we realize how far short of that perfection we fall and how much we need him to live the best life that we can live. In verse 8, Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." When we encounter Jesus in our lives, we often are moved to do the right thing. Sometimes we're also moved to give beyond what we normally give. Zacchaeus says that he would help give half of his possessions to the poor, and he would pay back four times the amount of what he cheated someone out of. Even though the text doesn't say this, I believe that Jesus saw the heart of Zacchaeus, and that Zacchaeus was really giving his life to Christ at this time, and the evidence of giving his life to Christ was seen in the things that he promised to do at that point. And so Jesus said this to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." By coming to Jesus and repenting of his sins, he received salvation. And Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. So the question is, who are the lost? According to Scripture, the lost are as anyone who does not know God through Jesus Christ. Anyone who does not have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And so if you don't have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, then you don't have a home in heaven, you don't have forgiveness of sins, you don't have eternal life that God has promised. We also notice something else about Zacchaeus there. He turned from a man consumed by wealth and materialism to a man filled with great generosity. This is another hallmark of true Christian believers. Just as God so loved the world, he gave the best gift he could give by giving his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave the best gift that he could give by giving his life on the cross. The Holy Spirit gave the best gift that he could give by giving us life by coming to live inside of the believer. Jesus shows us, and Scripture tells us, that God is a giving God. The followers of Jesus are filled with the same giving spirit. Zacchaeus listened to the voice of Jesus, and the voice of Jesus moved him to give. I believe Jesus speaks to us as well about how we are to use our financial resources for his kingdom. I remember when I first started following the Lord, I would hear sermons on tithing, for example, and I thought, well, that's great, but yeah, it really doesn't apply to me because I don't have all that much money and that sort of thing, and so I'll just kind of give what I can give. And it wasn't really until I was filled with the Holy Spirit that I really caught on to what this was all about. It really was the idea of receiving, giving back to God a portion of that which he has given to me. And as I was moved by the Holy Spirit, giving became something that I really wanted to do. It wasn't something that I felt like I had to do or was obligated to do. I really wanted to do that. It was a joy and a privilege to give back to God through my financial giving. I like what St. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. It said, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." Sometimes we think that what we have in terms of the money that we have really is our money. But when we look at what Scripture says, the Bible says that everything that we have belongs to God, including us as Christians. Listen to what Jesus said about that in John chapter 17. He said, "I have revealed to you, to the Father, those whom you had gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words that you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for this world, but for those who you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And the glory has come to me through them." That's quite an interesting passage. I was thinking of something. Would somebody, is there anybody that could give me $100? Anybody give me $100? Hey, all right.
Thank you.
Ask and you shall receive, right? Jesus recognized that everything that we have comes from and belongs to God. Even us as believers, we belong to God. We're given to Jesus by the Father, and we now belong to Jesus. Since we belong to Jesus, what is our response to this? May I suggest that our response is to give as the Lord asks us to. Are you still wondering why I asked for $100? Well, and why he was so willing to come up, Dr. Bill was so willing to come up and give me $100? You notice he wasn't grieving about that. He wasn't saying, "Oh, all right, I'll give it to him." He just came up willingly. Well, the reason why is because I gave him $100 to give to me before the service. See, he knew it was mine, so it didn't bother him at all to give me $100. On this All Saints Sunday, one of the things that we noticed most about the great saints is that they were all very generous and giving people. And even some of the lesser known Christians in the scriptures are seen as those possessing great generosity. The Macedonians, for example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And certainly St. Paul urges the church to practice a certain type of giving. He said this in 1 Corinthians 16. "Now about the collection for the saints, do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with your income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made." So when we give our tithes and offerings, when we give to the Lord, do we do it with the understanding that what we're giving to the Lord is really that which belongs to Him? We're simply giving back to Him a portion of that which He's given to us. And do we recognize also that when we give, we open ourselves up to the blessings of God? Those blessings sometimes allow us to be further blessings to others as well. And so as we give to God, we receive spiritual blessings, we receive blessings so that we can help others. And ultimately, we're giving to God out of obedience to Him, because we know that what we have comes from Him, and it really belongs to Him to begin with. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You that You have called us to follow You through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for anyone here who might not yet have entered into that relationship with Your Son, Jesus. Would You open their hearts to receive Him today so that they might experience the new life that He offers and the new relationship that they can have with Him and a home in heaven, forgiveness of sins, and all the things that come along with salvation. Lord, we pray that as we enter into that Christian life and as we walk the way with Christ, we would be willing to hear His voice as He speaks to us related to how we are to use our finances for His kingdom. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Was incarnate in the Holy Spirit.
go and see it confirm. The congregation may offer their own prayers in the time they are alone if they want responses. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
We all honor you.
And every member of the church may truly and humbly serve
you.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
Amen.
We pray for all the government, all authority, and the nations of the world.
There are many justice and peace on earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
Your words do not fade in your sight.
Have compassion on all who suffer, for men in grief or trouble.
That you may be delivered from their distress.
We pray for the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray for those who need healing, those who are shunned, for Mrs. Marables and for us, and any other requests you wish to mention at this time. We pray for the growth of St. Anne's Church. We pray for the Lord and some of their personal devotions. We pray for all of God, especially Jim McGrain, Ray Williams, Robert Childers, Sr., Merle Holmberg, Anne Stuckey, Peggy McBride, Zanatu Hermanson, anyone else who wishes to add at this time. Give the departed in her rest.
That life is good.
We praise you for your saints with energy and joy.
And we all know and share your
let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Almighty God,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker and judge of us all, we acknowledge and repent of our many sins and offenses, which we have committed by thought or unity against your divine majesty, who wrote up the most justly your wrath and indignation against us. We are even the sorrow of these transgressions, the burden of them is the power. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, the Lord of all. For your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, we can give us all this time. Grant you in the name of our servant, and lead you in goodness of life. To the honor and glory of your name, for Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive your sins, for which our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, for the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you free for the last.
The Lord of God, I want you to turn to any time to be held before a weary head of late and without giving rest. God is a little world, but he is only God's son, and that all the living men should not perish.
Have everlasting life.
Would you say it?
Peace of the Lord be with you. And my character is very good.
You'll be receiving a letter if you haven't already received it this week, and next week about the Blessings Connection coming up, and I'll just give you some of the details. Stroud was 5:30 was the time of our kind of a pre-dinner celebration there. And 6 p.m. we'll have dinner, and then we'll have some entertainment. And anything else to ask you about the bells on the harvest
school? Yeah, we wanted to have a line for those of you that are from the state.
And we hope that's entertainment as well. And then, so if you would bring a side dish to share, we'll provide the meat for the dinner. And so side dish would be certain. We also need to know how many are coming. So if you would sign up either by filling out a communication card in front of you, dropping the offer plate, or signing up to the Welcome Center, then we'll know how many for whom to prepare. That's this coming Saturday night at 5:30. Any other announcements you need to make, sir? Yes, Joe.
I can remind everyone we're in the middle of a drive to raise candy cans or sweet potatoes for NIC, and we're doing a great job right now. This time we've got 50 cans. This is just the first week. Our goal is to 100. So keep it up. If you'd like to contribute, if you haven't, you take as many as you can. And that's it. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, NICA is Northside Community Agency, and that's one of the things that we've supported throughout the years. So, any birthday anniversaries you want to celebrate today? Mary Manning, you made it another year. Thank you. power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty, for everything in heaven and on earth is yours, and yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted and set above all. All things come from you, O Lord, and your own way will never be given me. You may be seated. Today is a special Sunday. We're celebrating All Saints Sunday, and on this Sunday we always read the names of those who are submitted to us by you, and in remembrance of them and honoring them as saints of the Lord. And so as I read these names, please forgive me if I mispronounce some of them's names. So we offer this Holy Eucharist in honor and memory of Lorraine Abbott, Don and Alice Adams, Teresa Anuna Parsi, Mabel Anderson, Martin Coleman Austin, Catherine LeVar Austin, Richard Coleman Austin, Ken and Ethel Barber, Melanie Bartlett Jr., Mr. and Mrs. Melanie Bartlett Sr., Bob and Bobby Bacon, Jan Bacon, C.A. and Grace Stockman, Connor Becker, Keith Bell, Virginia Boswell, Orson Adeline Buchelli, Lionel Buchelli, Tim Timothy Buckles, Clay Callahan, John Cate, Rochelle Chipman, Mary Carolyn Christian, Jenny Ruth Curry, Willis and Terry Darby, Barbara Dollar, Bertha Douglas, Pat and Joan Duffy, Ellie Evenhus, Nancy Fleming, Brad Foster, Clarence and Vivian Freeberg, Doug Freeberg, Mr. and Mrs. Charles Fry, William and Florence Galt, Evelyn Fitch George, Mateo Alexander Gomez, Joy Gorman, Orrin Gorman, Ross Gorman, Jackie Hale, Dorothy Davis Heckman, Leon Heckman Sr., Campbell Henderson, Matt Henderson, Rick Holder, Becky Holdage, Damon and Marjorie Holdage, Stephen Holdage, Kevin Carnstead, Sally Keller, W.O. Keller, Daryl and Anita Kirkpatrick, Barry Kramer, Edward and Catherine Kramer, Ann Kramer, Reverend Mark E. Kramer, Willis Dan LeVar, Carolyn Lambert, Jan Larson, Philip, Grace, and James Laurier, Clyde and Grace Lord, Les and Kay Nami, L.H. Manning, Don Massey, L.H. and Susie Mathis, Lucille Mathis, Helen McKeon, Charlene Morris, Lynn Murray, Elizabeth Beale, Harlow Beale, Robert Harley, Paul Murray, Susan Davis, Claude and Midge Pikes, Carol and Ruth Paulson, Helen Pressler, Jean Pressler, Jess Pressler, Sarah Pressler, Bill and Fern Reese, Billy Reese, Joseph and Emily Reese, Mary and Gladys Reese, Raymond Reese, Cohen Rice, Stephen Rice, Buzz and Ida Roach, Neil Roach, Ben Roberts, Charlotte Ann Garofalo, Alex Sekeo, Henry Warner Sekeo, Charlotte Sanders, Joseph Sanders Sr., Mr. and Mrs. Engel Scott, Harold Scott, Naomi Scott, Ron Shepard, James W. Sherman Jr., Curtis and Bobby Dean Smith, Casey Smith, Dixie Smith, Dan and Elaine Spilling, Meredith Stigson Gillespie, Donna Thompson, Dr. Eugene Todd, Mr. and Mrs. Morris Tripp, Kathy Tritch, Sally Tritch, Robert O. Turner Jr., Lou Valley, Beale and Viola Olson, Bonnie Bondra, Jack Bondra, Nikki Bondra, Ed Linda Walker, John Walsh, Barry White, Jerry Wiki, Jim Wilkerson, Rod Williams, Judy Wilson, Gladys Woods, Carrie Wright, Wayne and Mary Wright, Glenn and Gretchen Zofi, Merle and Nelda Zofi, Bella Elizabeth, James, Hannah, and Micah, and other names that we give to be Richard Rutherford and Joanne Rutherford, and anyone else you'd like to mention in honor to God's name. Lord, may their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. And they like perpetual check public. All right, would you stand as we continue now on page 3 of the service bulletin with the instruction court. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift up our hearts to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For in the multitude of your saints, you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses, so that we, rejoicing in their fellowship, may run with patience the race that is set before us. And together with them, may receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, forever sing this hymn, proclaim the glory of your name.
Always, 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 God, our God, ever, 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 ever,
Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. You wouldn't have sinned against you and become subject to evil and death. You, in your mercy, sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world for our salvation. By the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, he became flesh and dwelt among us. In obedience to your will, he stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself once for all. And by his suffering and death, we might be saved. By his resurrection, he broke the bonds of death, trampling hell and Satan under his feet. As our great high priest, he ascended to your right hand in glory, that we might come with confidence before the throne of grace. On the night that he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given thanks to you, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given it to them, he gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your word and Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Sanctify us also that we may worthily receive this holy sacrament and be made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ. And bring us with all your saints into the joy of your heavenly kingdom, when we shall see our Lord face to face. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, and with him, and in him. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, the honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Hallelujah, Christ our Passover lamb has been sacrificed once for all on the cross.
Therefore, let us be in peace.
Hallelujah. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
We do not consider the privilege of your
day of all works of the Lord. Trust in your own righteousness. Lend your abundant and great mercies. We are now working so much together at the presence of your table, that you are the same Lord, and spirit of your cause and have mercy. Grant us, our gracious Lord, so that we can bless your dear Son, Jesus Christ,
hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Behold the Lamb of God, behold the invitation of the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Thank you. service that you have prepared for us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who go with you in the Holy Spirit, and all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen. I'd like to invite the members of our prayer team to come up to the front at this time. If you have a need in your life, please see them today before you leave, and they'll be glad to pray for you. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Yeah. She does it all. It's not like she's very Thank you. per day, one per day, having us all without us all in my
I'm going to go to the next one.
was on the edge, or I think I was here, and he was pretty good here. And he was being called to the part, and then we got to the chimney, and it goes, oh, baby.
And I screamed. Oh,
Thank you.
prayer.
Oh!
Sunday of heart at all, Peter. That was the first time you did it. So I was just wondering if you could call that. Talk about the short one.
Thank you. fire.
Yeah, that word is real. And freezing from the other day.
Just want to make sure you got it
right.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
feast of All Saints on November 1st, but we decided to transfer that celebration to today, so all of our readings and the hymns are going to be reflective of All Saints. And so if you'll turn in the blue hymnals to our opening hymn, which is 287, we're going to sing verses 1 through 4.
Thank you.
fellowship, just to combine in yourself. Give us grace. So with all your blessed saints and all virtues and God's divinity, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you prepare for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, and with you and the Holy Spirit, and his praise, one God, and glory to Christ.
Amen.
Thank you. God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you, and give relief to you who are troubled, and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you, because you believe our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deep prompted by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Will you turn in the blue hymnals to hymn number 293?